So Australian author Minnie Dark has a new book out. It's called With Love from Wish and Company, and she's joined us to have a chat about it today. Minnie, how are you today?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me aboard your show.
It's an absolute pleasure. Just reading, the preview of the book, and it sounds like one of those stories or shows that we would have seen back in the 90s starring Meg Ryan. It seems like a real romantic story, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, I'm probably giving away my age a little bit, aren't I? Because I certainly would have been in the slot to watch Meg Ryan romances in the 90s. You know, I would have been there with a bit of Sleepless in Seattle and When Harry Met Sally. So it's probably an influence.
So where did you come up with the idea that's behind With Love from Wish and Company?
A few years back, I was sort of struggling a bit with the demands of my day job. And I guess I set my imagination to work on thinking, well, what else could you do for a living? And my imagination came up with this brilliant idea that, I know, I could become a professional gift buyer and I could be employed by, let's say, wealthy men to buy gifts for their wives and children and friends, people that they just didn't have time to go out and shop for gifts for. I thought that sounded like a good job. I thought I'd be good at that.
That is a great job. Does it exist?
Well, I don't know, but I didn't become a professional gift buyer. But the great thing about being a novelist is that you can just change jobs at will. So I invented the character of Marnie Fairchild, and that is her job. And she is a professional gift buyer, and she's very, very good at it. And the story starts when she makes a most uncharacteristic mistake. Her best client is a chap called Brian Charlesworth, and he's about to celebrate his 40th wedding anniversary with his wife, Suzanne, on the same day as his lover, Leona, is celebrating her 65th birthday. And so Marnie has bought a present for each of these very different women. So the presents are very different as well. Two boxes, same size, same shape. What could possibly go wrong, Andrew?
Like they say, you know, it's best to never let your mistress and your wife meet each other. I have a feeling that they're about to know each other from a present that the other was intended for the other.
But once this mix-up has happened, Marnie, the main character, gets drawn into the lives of the Charlesworths, and she meets their son. So I guess that's where a bit of the romance comes into the story. But it's not purely a romance story. It's got several strands, and I think one of the most important parts of the book is actually the marriage between these two characters who are celebrating 40 years of marriage when things go horribly wrong for them all of a sudden. So it's not just a story about two younger people falling in love. It's also a book about how we stay in love. And as well as that, it's a book about gifts themselves, why we give gifts, how important gifts are. And a big debate that kind of goes through the book is, do we consider it ethical and okay to employ someone else to buy our gifts for us? Or is that too personal a thing to outsource?
I can tell you that my daughters have had enough of me telling them for years that they have to go out and be creative when it comes up to a gift. I don't want a gift certificate. You know something about me, so you should be able to go and find something that would be relevant to my personality. But, you know, Marnie wouldn't know that about me, would she?
Well, you see, what Marnie does is that she stalks people on social media and she works out what her client's beloveds would really enjoy. And so, you know, there's that old saying, it's the thought that counts.
Mm.
The thing is that her clients don't want to do that thinking, so they employ her to do it for them, and she's very, very good at it.
Is there much of yourself in Marnie at all, Minnie?
I'm not sure, but I can tell you that the book is dedicated to my mother, and there is a bit of her in there because my mother is a magnificent gift buyer. She's really good at choosing gifts, but she's also spectacular at wrapping them. And a small detail from my mum's life that I pinched was that when she was about 10 years old, her mother, my grandmother, took her to a birthday party, and my grandmother had wrapped the present for the birthday girl. And when my grandmother put this present down on the present table, my mum noticed it really wasn't up to scratch. You know, the wrapping paper wasn't folded nicely,
right,
and the sticky tape was visible and the bow wasn't nicely done. So my mum, at the ripe old age of about, you know, 10, decided to sack her mother as the gift wrapper and take over herself. And so I straightforwardly borrowed that little detail for the character of Minnie. So it's possible there's actually more of my mum in this book than me.
Well, you've certainly given a great gift to us with love from Wish and Company. I think there's nothing better than being able to sit down with a good book. Minnie Duck, congratulations on the book, and thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it today.
Thank you so much, Andrew.